Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is an extreme pleasure to welcome some guests into the studio. You're going to get to hear lots of them, three as a matter of fact, all representing the Narragansett Bay Chorus. And for those of you that have been around for a while, you know that I'm also a proud member of the Narragansett Bay Chorus. We have a concert coming up at McVinney Auditorium in just a few weeks, going to be on Saturday night, September 29th. And it'll be the Narragansett Bay Chorus, some quartets from the group, some special guests from the Wheeler School, and a world champion barbershop quartet named the Interstate Rivals from Louisville, Kentucky. And the guests that are in studio with me are the assistant director of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, Chad Puttger, is here. Welcome, Chad.
Thanks, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. And the vice president of marketing, the amazingly talented and somewhat cute, as I usually say, as I'm introducing him, Rob Barnard is here. Welcome, Rob.
It's nice to be back, Mike.
Rob is a professional theater person in several respects. A lot of people may not know, if you know Rob, he is not only a teacher, but he owns owns a theater, right?
I do, up in Booth Bay Harbor, Maine. I'm closing up the season with this month's show of Cabaret of Songs from Movies.
Cabaret of Songs from Movies. Well, that's good to do. It's good that we have a professional in the room here, because the rest of us aren't.
And not today, anyway.
Not today. So we're here basically to talk about the concert that is coming up. And several times during the interview this afternoon, I will be giving you both the email address and the website address and phone numbers to call. So let's start right off with that. The website where you can follow along with us, if you would like, is Sing NBC for Narragansett Bay Chorus. So it's SINGNBC.com. You can check that out while we're talking. Let's go back to Chad, assistant director and excellent singer and somewhat known to our audience, and the fact that you and I had the privilege of doing Music Man at Theater by the Sea last year.
That's right. It feels like a long time ago.
It was just last summer, but I know. And you are not only the assistant director of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, but you've been singing for a long time in other parts of the country.
That's right. I grew up in Ohio, where I started singing. Really, I was probably younger than that. But my first barbershop experience in a chorus was with the Alliance Chorus of Central Ohio.
Moved here, went to school in this area, and then decided for some reason to stay.
That's right. Yeah. I did my master's program at BU, and I got a teaching job in Providence. So here I am.
So where are you teaching in Providence?
I'm now teaching at Moses Brown School in Providence.
Okay. That's not far from Wheeler that we mentioned a few minutes
ago. It's not. Right? It's right up the street.
Right. So in that section of Providence.
And very nearby the Lincoln School as well.
And why do you mention that, Rob?
Well, it's funny, but I teach at the Lincoln School.
Oh, there you go. All right. What do you teach at the Lincoln School?
I'm head of performing arts. So I have a lot of music classes. I've got three handbell ensembles, a vocal ensemble of all girls, and I direct a lot of the theater there as well.
Excellent. But well, we are here today to, now that you know who the players are, to talk a little bit about the show coming up, give you some examples of barbershop singing. And since we have three guests, you haven't been introduced to Mike Savard yet. He's our membership vice president, and he'll be on one of the segments coming up in a little while. But right now, we're dealing with Chad and Rob, and I want to get your experience about singing. We talked about Chad being in a chorus in Ohio, but Rob, you're relatively new to barbershop quartet singing.
I am just finishing up my second year of really even knowing the organization existed.
Wow.
I know.
That is hard for me to believe, Rob.
You know, I'm actually very angry that it took me 50 years to find out about the fun that can be had by singing with a group of guys.
Okay, we're talking about the Barbershop Harmony Society, and there are chapters, as Chad mentioned, all over the world. So some in Ohio and some in Florida, some in China, some in Germany, some in England, you name it.
Some in Beverly, Massachusetts, which is 5 minutes away from where I grew up and spent my entire high school time, where I could have been a member had I known they existed.
And I know a lot of those guys in Beverly, so I'll get after them to say, why didn't they find you
sooner? They should have found me sooner.
All right. You know, the world of barbershop quartets is quite amazing. We just came back a little while ago from our international convention. Chad and I were both attending in Orlando, Florida, and there was a great competition of choruses and quartets. And in all kinds of divisions, right, Chad? Can you kind of run down, if someone was to go to the convention starting on Monday, what they might have seen? It's a week-long deal.
Oh, gosh. I mean, well, one thing is that running throughout the whole convention, anytime you run into somebody, you might be singing with them, whether
there
you expect to or not, going into that. Let's see. There are three rounds of kind of the open quartet contest. Mm-hmm. But then there's also a, they call it now the varsity quartet contest, which is for youth, that is like 25 and under men's quartets. The chorus contest is all day Friday, which is really great to see choruses really from all around the world. Mm-hmm. Thousands and thousands of men cross the stage as performers that day.
And you're only seeing, I shouldn't say only seeing, but you're seeing the best in the world when you're there at the International Convention, because they have various qualifying rounds locally to eliminate and eliminate and eliminate and finally get up to the top 30 or so choruses in the world, right?
That's right. And one of the greatest things for me being a part of that experience is you can be sitting and watching the contest and this amazing quartet or chorus performs, and then they come out off the stage and sit right down next to you.
There you go. That's very cool. Well, speaking of the convention, why don't we give them an example of one of the high finishing quartets at the contest in Orlando, quartet called Signature. And you both like them, right?
I do, and I had a great opportunity to get to know the guys in Signature when we were at the Harmony Explosion Camp last year. They came and worked with all the high school students doing a weekend-long seminar in Barbershop.
So we're going to play a cut from their CD, which was autographed to you, Rob,
it,
right?
It is. I have all four signatures on that CD.
I get it.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. Skies above are blue, skies are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover on the night I looked at you. On the night I looked at you, I found a dream.
Found a dream
that I can speak to.
A dream that I
can call my own.
I found a thrill.
I found a thrill to press my cheek to.
A thrill that
I have never known. Oh, you smiled. Oh, you smiled. And then the spell was cast, spell was cast, and here we are in heaven. Oh, for you are mine at last.
And
amazing singing by Signature. Chad, you mentioned in your little highlight of the international convention that there was a youth division, a varsity division. How does that measure up when you're talking about singing with the big boys?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, when I was singing in high school, I basically had no idea what I was doing. But at the same time, there are all these quartets my age and just slightly older who I now see kind of coming across the international stage in that youth division that are incredible singers. And many of the top groups from the youth division are also in the open division and do quite well.
Okay, and we have an example of that right now, right?
That's right. This next quartet that you're about to hear, the Newfangled Four, is one of my favorites. They came out and they won the collegiate contest, the quartet contest, as it was known at the time. At the time, they weren't doing comedy, but they've sort of moved into this very quirky, fun, funny sort of comedy act. So
it's another aspect of what you can expect from a barbershop quartet, not a song like you just heard at last, but something with a little novelty edge to it.
Everybody's mambo crazy, cha-cha happy, but I'm lazy. I don't dig that frantic terpsichore. When I trip the light, fantastic, I don't want to be gymnastic. That's not what a dancing floor is for. What I got in mind is a big improvement with a very minimum amount of movement. So let the other couples push and shove. Wow, wow. What I got in mind, I think you're gonna love. I've got a newfangled tango, and there's nothing to it. You just sort of stand there and just sort of do it. You stand close together, there's no wasted motion. It's a newfangled tango, an old-fashioned notion. The floor may be crowded, but that doesn't matter. It's not necessary to move.
Don't move, why move?
It may be crowded, but that's all the better. It's just like romancing while dancing.
Who's dancing? Oh, you
start off with one step.
That's really awkward.
No, each other.
I do not
and
like
you
this.
Know
no,
how one step stupid lead to
no.
another.
Oh, yes,
there's nothing wrong with
yes, there's
a waltz or fandango.
Need to
but
get
oh, what can
right
come
out
from
of
this newfangled tango?
Why'd you
really had to?
How could you
stop the tango? You guys,
you've been talking crazy about the dance that's slow and lazy.
All you do is stand there and hold each other tight. Don't you see I feel fantastic? Don't need moves, don't need gymnastics. Gotta take it slow, gotta take it slow. Just to make me feel alright.
What I had in mind
may not have been their groove, yeah.
Ooh, still, I want to dance
where I barely move. So
I've got a plan
that I think's a cut above. And this one, I think you're gonna
love.
You'll love. You clean,
gotta
clean
to your partner
on the floor and then
sway.
You swing and sway into the rhythm of the tango. Cause you're
right there with her. You
don't ever have to worry all about those fast or slow steps. Cause the very best part about it is in this dance,
you don't need steps. You
don't have to worry if your dancing won't do. It's not what you do, it's more what you
don't do.
No, you don't need a waltz or a fancy fandango. You just need a girl and a newfangled tango. Give it up,
the mambo,
and just forget the fandango. Do the tango.
Newfangled 4. Rob, although I asked Chad to kind of give us a little introduction about that, that's also a CD that you brought and is autographed.
When I go to a show and I like the quartet, I get their CD if I can get their signatures on it.
Well, there you go. You only buy if they sign.
That's right.
All right. I have several. I'll sign for you. Get your money out.
Yeah, that's not a joke.
No, that's true. Let's talk a little bit more about the concert. The concert will be featuring the Narragansett Bay Chorus, which is about 35 to 40 singers, and that kind of number right now. And we'll be at McVinney Auditorium on Saturday night, 7:30. September 29th in beautiful downtown Providence, and you can go to the website, get directions, there's all kinds of information. And one of the unique things about the concert is that there will also be several other quartets, and all of us that are going to be on the air tonight will be in one of those quartets. Chad's quartet will be on the show, daily specials on the show, and my quartet, Mansion Vocal Band, and Rob and Mike that are both here will be singing with Albin in the Hipmunks. You notice how I carefully pronounce that. It's A-L-B-E-N, because that's one of their guys' names.
And that's what
Albin
makes it
and the Hipmunks. Yeah. And there we go. We got that part out. Generations Quartet will be there, and another quartet called Obsidian. So check it out. And then we have special guests, Rob, coming from the Wheeler School.
The Wheeler School, my friend Kristen Sprague is the musical director and head of performing arts over there, and she's got a group called the 18 Wheelers, which is 18 high school students doing wonderful a cappella music.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to listen to the feature quartet of the evening that I didn't just mention. They're world champions back from a few years ago, and they've been kind of having a reunion, and we're going to have a very special one in Providence. The Interstate Rivals, basically from the Louisville, Cincinnati area, and they'll be on the show. They'll be our featured guests. We have one song to close out this segment, a song that most of you will recognize. It's A Wonderful World. We'll listen to that, then come back after some brief messages with more.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world, wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world,
wonderful.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world,
wonderful, wonderful world.
Sorry about that. Wonderful. Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with members of the Narragansett Bay Chorus. The chorus will be presenting a concert on Saturday night, September 29th, 7:30 p.m. at the McVinney Auditorium in downtown Providence. And if you'd like information, you can do so by going to the chorus website, which is singnbc.com. That's singnbc.com. And we're doing a little switcheroo here. Chad is still with us on the microphone, but Mike Savard has come in. Mike is the membership vice president of the Narragansett Bay Chorus. Welcome, Mike. Nice to have you with us.
Great to be here. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. And we want to find out a little bit about you. You, like Rob, are a newcomer to the chorus. As a matter of fact, all three of you are relative newcomers to the Narragansett Bay Chorus.
That's true.
I've only been around for over 50 years, but the three of you total probably about 5 years.
Yeah.
Not even. But Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a native Rhode Islander, so I started my singing actually in the Barrington Boys Choir.
Oh, you're one of those Barrington guys.
No, not really.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we know how that goes.
Dad taught there. We weren't quite in the same income bracket as many of the other folks in town, but it was a lovely town to grow up in, and the Barrington Boys Choir was a fantastic way to learn how to sing and a great education in that way. And I've been singing my whole life and found barbershop when I was living in the Allentown, Pennsylvania area. And that was about 7 years ago, and have just been absolutely in love with the art form and having the best time of my life, both socially and musically ever since.
Now, you're in one of those unique positions, like I am, where your significant other is also a singer and happens to be here in the Peanut Gallery. Mary, your wife, is here. Mary, you can clap and make some noise in the background. There we go. That's Mary clapping in the background. She is a member of the Coastline Show Chorus, which is a group out of Sweet Adeline's International, and they're kind of our sister chorus. There's another barbershop-style group in the area called Harmony Heritage, and they're members of Harmony Incorporated. So we have two sisters, like a brother with two sisters, Narragansett Bay Chorus, and then two female groups that are nearby. We'll talk a little bit more about females involved in barbershop quartetting, but I want to get to some more music, and we kind of picked groups that were favorites of the three men that are here today, and one of those groups is a group called GQ. Now, that means something to you and Mary, because you just celebrated your 25th wedding anniversary.
It was very exciting.
And you brought in the World Champion Men's Quartet, After Hours, and GQ, which are what place at International? Fifth place?
Fifth place
International Sweet Adeline's Quartet. Brought them in for a private party. Now, that's big time. That's Barrington stuff.
We set the bar pretty high. It was a fantastic.
Flew in the families and the quartets and put everybody up and fed everybody and spent only $30,000 or $40,000 to do it.
Not quite that much, but it was worth it for an incredible weekend and amazing memories. And we knew the members of those quartets from our time. We spent living in Illinois. And they're great people, in addition to being incredible musicians. And, you know, I've got a lot of family that have never heard me sing barbershop, have never heard barbershop at all. And I really wanted to share the love that I have for the art form and for these people with all my friends and family from around here that had never heard it. And
So you sat in the audience, brought in After Hours, and said, yeah, I sing just like that.
As far as they know, yeah.
As far as they know.
I'm going to burst that bubble in a few weeks, but I'm living off it right now.
All right. Chad, I'm going to ask you to introduce this song that GQ did. Tell us a little bit about it or whatever you know about it.
Yeah, this song is from their first album. It also has a great music video on YouTube if you want to check it out, but it's called Timshel. It's a Mumford & Sons song that was arranged, I think, by one of the group members. And it's not really typical of the barbershop style, but it is four voices, a cappella, no instruments, and they're just awesome, awesome singers.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Dum 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 dum
already conquer mine. Death is at your doorstep, and it will steal your innocence, but it will not steal your substance. You are not alone in this. You are not alone in this. As brothers, we will stand and we'll hold your. You are the mother, the mother of your baby child, the one to whom you gave life. And you have your choices, and these are what make men great. His ladder to the stars. You are not alone in this. You are not alone in this. As brothers, we will stand and we'll hold your hand. Hold your hand.
Okay, so there's definitely a little difference from the first few songs that we heard, and that kind of an arrangement. And while we were listening to that, Rob mentioned from the Peanut Gallery that there are different kinds of songs sung by quartets, and they could be gospel tunes, they could be Broadway tunes, they could be American Songbook songs, just about anything, you name it. And I think that GQ was a great example of that. Speaking of great examples, Chad is the youngest one in the room by about half.
It happens to me a lot, actually.
Yeah. And very accomplished at his young age, and has a very good quartet, which is going to be competing in Portland, Maine in a few weeks. And we wish them well in their quest for the championship, or
Thank
close
you.
To it at least, if not the championship. And they're called Daily Special. And you had an opportunity to sing a song and get it recorded live, right?
That's right. We actually sang, it was a different show, Barbershop Festival on Block Island this summer. And one of our friends, Jerry Xavier, did a recording of all the groups that sang. And we listened to our recording. We were like, man, Jerry knows what he's doing. He made us sound great. So,
and that was just a small recording in the middle of the auditorium.
That's right.
All right, let's give a listen to Daily Special singing what song, Chad?
If I Didn't Have You from Monsters, Inc.
Daily Special! Thank you.
Obviously a live recording, as you can tell, the crowd going crazy, Chad walking out, and there was three other guys there too, but
yeah, you know. I'm told.
Yeah, yeah, but it was mostly about you, I'm sure. And,
he is the lead.
He is the lead. You know, that's a good point, Mike. You said he is the lead. Well, some people may not realize that a lead in a barbershop quartet is the guy that sings the melody, right?
Yeah, and what makes barbershop unique in most forms of music is that it's not the highest part. Usually you see the melody on the highest part, and in barbershop we have a tenor harmony part above the melody almost all the time, and then two additional parts below it. So it's really
unique. Wait a minute, just two additional parts? The most important part?
Well, the most important clearly is the one you sing, the bass, and then what's left over is the one I sing, the baritone, that just confuses most people, but I have a lot of fun with it.
We're going to play one more song in this segment before we lose Chad, and he has a story about this next group.
Yeah, so this is a group called Gimme Four. I met them as part of an educational event that they threw out in New Jersey with like 150 high school kids. And I became such a fan of just who these guys are, I bought their t-shirt online. I was ordered like 0007. And then it was delivered to my apartment, but somebody took it from the vestibule like while I was gone. And so I never got this t-shirt. And I ran into them at the international convention and mentioned it. And in the mail, they sent me one like 2 weeks later, like a little replacement. So
there you go. There
they're the
you
best
go.
Guys.
I know. So you get a free t-shirt. That's why you like them. All right,
well, I did pay for it once.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent customer service and excellent singing.
Yeah. 1-2 punch.
All right. And what song are they going to sing for us?
This is 5 minutes More.
All right. Well, listen to that. Take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Not 10 minutes would be asking too much, but I just can't get enough. I'm so addicted to your love,
to your love.
I've gotta get some more of your love.
Give me five minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Oh, here am I begging for only 5 minutes more.
I need
only 5 minutes more of your charms. Just need some more of your charms. All week long I dreamed about our Saturday date. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? So give me five minutes more. If you can't, just give me four. Let me stay here in your arms, loving arms, your arms.
Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more.
Let me stay in your arms, my baby. I'm begging you, 5 little minutes is not too long, and we're taking up most of it with this song.
And all I need is more of your charms.
I really need your charms.
All week long, I dreamed about our Saturday day.
Don't you know that Sunday morning you can't sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more. Give me just 5 minutes and I'm out the door. I wanna stay, my baby, please just let me stay in your arms. I'm begging for it, praying for 5 minutes of your charms. Let me stay now.
Stay in your arms.
Just give me 5 minutes more. Let me stay. I just wanna stay.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with members of the Narragansett Bay Chorus promoting the show that's coming up on September 29th at McVinney Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday night, and it will feature the chorus, many quartets, along with the world champion Interstate Rivals and our special guest from the Wheeler School. And that show is going to be having tickets available for sale by going online to singnbc.com. And if you have questions and you want to call a phone number and do it the old-fashioned way, Rob, they can call the old-fashioned way, right?
They absolutely can give us a ring.
Operators are standing by.
Yeah, just give us a ring at 401-484-8103.
All right, so get your tickets, join us. It's going to be a fun night, a lot of great singing, lots of different songs, lots of different styles. And, Mike, we touched on the fact that there are four parts in a barbershop quartet, obviously, and the chorus sings four-part harmony. So there'll be, you know, 10 guys singing the melody, 10 guys singing the bass, that kind of thing, and so forth and so on. And if people out there would like to join the Narragansett Bay Chorus or any chorus in the Barbershop Harmony Society, how do they go about it?
Look it up on singnbc.com. We got all the information on where we rehearse on Thursday nights in North Providence. And we would love to have anybody come out and join us. If you sing in the shower, you sing in the car, if you're an accomplished singer, I came into this having a lot of experience singing, but none with barbershop. And it's the best singing I've ever done. But on top of that, the fraternal aspect of being a barbershopper and getting to know people from all around the world and be able to sing with people from all around the world is really special and is really what keeps me in it. And the fact that I can move back to Rhode Island after 30 years and instantly have a group of 40 friends, it's really amazing.
I got to say, one of the things that I love the most about it is I'm standing on the risers with guys from all walks of life, who range careers, everything you can possibly imagine, and also range in knowledge of music in every way. Some of us can sight read music and are music educators.
And some of us can't.
Tons of the guys. I would say the majority of the folks in our chorus don't read music.
Right.
And we all sing together and make great music together.
Right. And we provide opportunities for people who don't have the kind of musical education that Rob and Chad have. If you don't read music, we give you learning tracks where you hear your part separated from the other three and louder, so you can learn just by singing rote along with those tracks.
Excellent. All right. So check it all out. It's all that information. There's a ton of information on the singnbc.com website. There are also links to the two female groups that we're associated with, so kind of our sister groups. There's Coastline Show Chorus and Harmony Heritage, and both of those links are available on our site if you happen to be female. But now, females might want to be part of the Providence chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society. Yeah. I think that calls for another show. We don't have time to get into that.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's a big change, and it's very exciting.
We are making a change. It's been an all-male organization up until just recently, and the doors are opening, but we're going to actually come back and do another show about that, because that takes some explanation. Right now, I want to get back to the music and another song by the Newfangled Four. This is an old Bobby Darin song called As Long As I'm Singing. Da 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 da. As long as I'm singing, there's a bell up in my brain that's ringing, making a crazy ding-dong. And if this band don't desert me, then there's nothing in the world can hurt me. Long as I'm singing my song, give me trumpets, legato, and put some saxes with them, strings, pizzicato, add some rhythm. I said as long as I'm singing, then the world's alright and everything's swinging. Long as I'm singing my song, sing my song. Ba da ba da ba ba da da ba 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 da ba do da da ba da 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 ba da 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 ba 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 da da ba da da ba ba da ba 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 do da da ba da 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 ba ba da ba da. Well, making music is more to me than a pleasure, 'cause me and music, we go together like notes in a measure. Long as I'm singing, then the world's alright and everything's swinging. Long as I'm singing my, long as I'm singing my, long as I'm singing. Well, we fit a lot of music in. The hour has flown by, but we have to get wrapping it up. So, Mike, I want to thank you for coming in and bringing Mary with you, adding a little sunshine to the room. And Rob, thanks for coming down.
My pleasure.
And Chad, who's now sitting in the peanut gallery, thank you, Chad. So we have one more piece of music to go, but before we do that, I want to, once more time, let Rob reiterate what's going to be on Saturday night, the 29th of September.
At 7:30 p.m., the Narragansett Bay Chorus is presenting American A Cappella with our chorus, all of our quartets, special guests from the Wheeler School, the 18-wheelers, and the Interstate Rivals, international quartet champions. We are going to have so much fun. We hope you guys come and have fun with us, and you can get tickets on our website, singnbc.com, or by calling 401-484-8103.
Thank you, Rob. The song we're going to go out with is just recently recorded in Orlando, Florida, during our convention with the World Champion Vocal Majority Chorus, which is 120 or 30 or so guys, along with a group called Voctive, which is from singers from Disney World, and they put together a song from the new movie, The Greatest Showman. I'm looking for acknowledgement, and everybody's nodding that I'm correct.
Hasek and Paul.
Right, and it's called Million Dollar Dream, right? You can enjoy listening to this, and we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my home. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but
what it feels like home to us.
They can say
it all sounds crazy.
They can say
I've lost my mind.
I don't care,
so call me crazy.
We can live in a world that we design.
'Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams are all it's gonna take.
There's a house we can build. Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds.
I don't care if they call us crazy.
Run away to a world that we design.
Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams are all it's gonna take.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.